Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered as you listen to the Word of God.
We want to go through the Word of God this morning. Amen. And I want to again acknowledge my mentor. Hallelujah. I want to again acknowledge my mentor, Pastor Pascal. He has given me the privilege to stand on his behalf and speak to the wonderful people, our mothers, our fathers, sisters, brothers. Hallelujah. So I don't want to behave as if I've gotten it all together. Hallelujah. I want you guys to understand that I am a man under authority. Amen. So, people of God, it will be with great joy that you are not tired of honoring those that honor belong to. Hallelujah. And that's the reason I'm not also tired of telling you that we have to honor them. Praise the Lord. We want to honor Lady Pastor Pumi. We want to honor Pastor Pascal. Hallelujah. And it's very important. Amen. So, Church of God, I would like you to stand up with me. Oh, yes, I would like you to stand. Don't be tired of that. Don't be tired of that. Oh, yes, don't be tired. It's our culture in this church to honor. Hallelujah. So I would like you to stand up with me and to honor our pastor with a shout and with a scream and with a hand clap. Hallelujah. Shall we do that in 1, 2, 3? Please honor my pastor, Lady Pastor Pome and Pastor Pascal. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I am not ashamed of honoring my pastor. People of God, I am telling you the truth. I am not ashamed of honoring our pastor. I don't know about you, but I am not ashamed. And if you are ashamed of honoring our pastor, can I tell you something? You don't belong here. And the reason I'm saying that to you, it is because the manual of mankind is the word of God. The Bible says, give honor to those honor due to. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And that's the reason why today our generation is not doing well. There is no honoring. We don't honor our mother. We don't honor our father. We don't honor the people that are above us. That's why today the generation is the way it is. But in Alive Bible Church, we are creating another generation that is going to stand for the word of God, that is going to stand for the truth, and that is going to walk with the truth. Hallelujah. So in Alive Bible Church, we honor. Hallelujah. And may the Lord also cause you to understand that honoring is a very important thing. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. Please, you may be seated in the house of our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your presence in this place, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Please, I would need somebody to time in. I need a time. Hallelujah. Okay. Beautiful. Today is our communion Sunday, right? Please don't rush home. Immediately after the word, we'll be going through our communion. Hallelujah. And also, I would like us to understand that we'll be having a powerful anointed, impartation, spirit-filled service this coming Sunday. Hallelujah. It's going to be a joint service that we are waiting for our anointed man of God and woman of God with the team. Hallelujah. You see, Pastor Pascal that left to Ghana is not the same Pastor Pascal that is coming back on this coming Sunday. Hallelujah. And you're going to see for yourself that what I'm saying is true. And that's the reason why I want to acknowledge, I want to say to you, please and please, don't miss next Sunday. Our sister was saying here that you should talk to your boss. Please talk to her. Please talk to him. Hallelujah. And can I give you a secret? Hey, you don't want my secret? Okay, no, it's fine. It's fine. Oh, you want it? Okay, you want it. And don't say, Shepherd, you are teaching us lies. Don't say, hey, who is that?
Don't say that. If she doesn't agree for you to be at church this coming Sunday, get a sick note. Get a sick note. Hey.
Yes. From a doctor. Go and get a sick note. Say, no, can you see that? Like, yeah, there's something. Amen. And on Facebook, he's going to see you that, no, you are the chair. Hallelujah. But what I'm saying is that, people of God, please and please, let's gather ourselves together this coming Sunday and come and welcome our pastor as they will be arriving from Ghana to the church. Because straight from airport, they will be driving to the church. Hallelujah. So it's going to be a blessing. Prepare yourself. Our attire for this coming Sunday is going to be all white. Oh, yes. All what? All white. Yes. Go and prepare it now. Don't tell me that, no, I don't have white. No, no, no. Go and prepare now. When you are coming, you must look at the angels. Amen. Even some of you, lady, you can plant your hair up. White. Hey, maybe. Hallelujah. Okay, so this coming Sunday is going to be an amazing service. Amen. So please be here, and the Lord himself will minister to us. Amen. That is that. Let's go to the word of God this beautiful morning. Hallelujah. Today's message: your role as a church member. Oh, yes. Your role as a church member. I'm going to show you something that will not make you to be a good church member. Hallelujah. And I'll show you someone who really understands what it means to be part of a church, or what it means to be in the house of God. Hallelujah. And after that, I'm not going to give you points or keys about your role as a church member. Hallelujah. Okay. You see, one of the things that will not make you and I to be a good church member is idleness and laziness. Proverbs chapter number 18, verses 9. The Bible says, a lazy person is as bad as someone who destroys things. Did you hear that right now? Yeah. Idleness and laziness destroy the local church. This is a local church that the Lord has planted me and you. But one of the things that will not make us to do well is idleness, is laziness. It's like you are there, it's like you are not there. You are visible and you are invisible. Lazy is not a good sign of someone that the Lord have planted in a church. When you are lazy, you don't involve yourself in anything. And when you involve yourself, you don't do anything. Have you seen people that are pushing cars? And they are a lot. And there are some, they just put their hands in it. They flow, but you'll be thinking that they are doing nothing. Yeah. It's laziness. And if you are a lazy person, look at the Bible says, a lazy person is as bad as someone who destroys things. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I would like us to be like King David. We should all desire to do something in the local church. Yeah. In the book of Psalm 84, verses 10, the Bible says, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tent of wickedness. I would rather be a doorkeeper. Yes. We should all desire to do something
in a local church. It is not the best that you are attending this church and you are doing nothing. One of the reasons why we backslide so easily is when you do nothing. When you do nothing, it will be easy to backslide. I promise you. Yeah. Desire to do something for God. This is somebody, David, who was saying, even if I can be at the doorkeeper, let me just be by the door. Just to welcome the people. Just to welcome the people. It's better for me like that than to be somewhere else. Yeah.
Are we still here, people of God? Okay. Let's now look at your role as a church member. Can we look at that? Okay. Number one. Your first role in a local church is that you have to be a faithful attendance or attendees. Hallelujah. A faithful attendees. What that means, you have to be a faithful person that comes to church regularly. It's part of your role. It's part of our responsibility. Okay, look at something, people of God. You see, in this life that we are in, when you are born to be part of a family. Isn't it beautiful? Now, when you also have given your life to Jesus, you are part of a family. You see, in the physical family, you have father, you have mother, you have brother, you have sister, you have siblings, you have cousins, you have grandmother, and so on and so forth. Likewise, when it comes to the spiritual family also, you're also going to have the same thing. Are we together? And now, Jesus called the church the body of him, which is a family. All of us that we are sitting here right now, we are families. And okay, if we are families, it means we are together. Your body, our body is the temple of the living God, right? Let's imagine something. Let's say, as you are sitting here right now, and you remember that you've left your nose in the bathtub, in the bathroom. Eh? No, let's imagine. Or you forget to come with your toes. As you were about to wear your shoe, and your toes fell on the floor, so you forget it, but you are here. You know, we can't do that. Do you know the reason why we can't do that? Because this is a body. It moves together. And when it comes to the body of Jesus, which is the church, we need to all move together also. And when you fail to move with us, what happens is that you've left your nose in the bathroom. You've left your nose in the bathroom. And I'm very sure that it's not a good thing for you to leave part of your body behind and you are somewhere. What I'm saying is not right, ne? I'm not saying what... Is it right? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So we expect you and I to be faithful. When we call for a meeting, you need to be there. I need to be there. We are talking about the centers. You need to be at the center. We are talking about revival. You need to be at the revival. We are talking about a life experience. You need to be in a life experience. As a body, we move together. We move together. We move together. You know, there's a saying that says, birds on the same feather, they do what? They flock together. So when we are not a church, why are you not with us?
are you not with us? As a church, if you believe that God have sent you to be with us, because once you are born again, you are part of a family. You are no more alone. You are part of a family. And that's why when you were born in the hospital, they didn't abandon you in the hospital. They took you from the hospital to a house. They could have left you in the hospital. Or they could have left. Some of us were born on the street. Because mommy couldn't hold it on. Yeah, mommy couldn't. Yeah, she was tired. She said, no, hey, Charlie, you have to, let me put you here. Some of us were born on the street. And mommy could have said, oh, because you didn't make it to the hospital, Abuti, find yourself from here and find home for yourself. But it's amazing that mommy didn't left us in the street. He still take us with to say, no, you are my son. I'll take you home. But most of us, when we are trying to gather us together to the body of Jesus, we become a goat. I'm not going. Hey, mercy. Mercy. Say with me, mercy. Hey, I'm not going there. We need to be faithful. When there's any program in this church, we need to be there. It is your role as a church member. It is your duty. It is your responsibility. Oh, yes. Amen. Are we still here or we've left? Number two, I'm giving you a role as a church member, right? Yeah, number one is you need to be faithful in attending church services, all the church services. Yes. Yes. Number two, your second role in a local church is that of stable Christian. Stable. Yes. Amen. Do you know why you need to be stable? Because when you are not stable, it means you are not stable. Hallelujah. You know, you have to be stable with God. You have to be stable with this ministry. Amen. You have to be stable with our pastor. Amen. You have to be stable with your fellow brother and sister.
Amen.
We have to be stable. You know, please listen to me. When you are not stable with God, you will not be stable with the church. And that's the reason why Alive Bible Church is Alive Bible Church. Listen to me carefully. In this church, we believe in the word of God. When you don't engage in the word of God, you will not be stable in your mind with God. When you don't allow the word of God to change you, you will not be stable with God. And once you are not stable with God, it will affect your relationship with the church. And once your relationship is affected with the church, it's automatically is affected with the pastor. Automatically. You know, it's easy for we to talk. We talk the talk. But we don't walk the talk. When I say we talk the talk, which means sometimes we wear, you see, he's wearing, going deeper and doing more. This is to talk the talk. Are you understanding me? Oh, we have all kind of t-shirt and things like that. You are talking the talk. Now, when the disease comes, and what is that disease? backsliding disease. You will forget that you've used your money to buy this t-shirt. No, you will forget it. You will forget it. You will not consider the time you have invested in prayer. You will not remember the kind of prayer that our pastor has prayed over you. And the reason is because you talk the talk, but you cannot walk the talk. If you are not stable in your mind, can I tell you something? Stability, stability, it comes number one from the mind. If you cannot be able to say the reason why you are here with us in this church, you are not stable. You are not stable. You must be able to tell somebody, I am in a Alive Bible Church because of 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
And when anything comes like that, you have to remind yourself, I know you are coming to take me out, but because I'm stable, I am sorry. I'm going nowhere.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The reason why we need to be stable is because when the disease comes, the disease will come. The disease will come. And it will come in many ways. Please, you have to understand this teaching. I'm saying it again. The disease will come. And when that disease comes, you will realize quickly that you've been talking the talk, but you have not been walking the talk. Yeah. And when I say walking the talk, you see, I give my life to Jesus. I love this church. Yeah. Many of you said that many times. I love this church. Oh, the pastor Pascal is the best teacher in the whole wide world. But when your disease comes, same you. Hey, same you. Mercy, same you. Hey. So where is the talking that you were talking about yesterday? Where is that talking? Where is that talking of that yesterday? Let's stop talking the talk, but let's talk the talk and let's walk the talk. Let's walk the talk. Let's walk the talk. When the disease comes, we have to walk the talk. We have to be there. People of God, even Jesus himself didn't tell us that things will be easy. He didn't tell us that things will be easy. He told the disciple, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. That doesn't mean that things will be easy. And we are here as a Alive Bible Church. We want things to be easy. And once things is not easy, you pull out. Oh. Let's be stable. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord is speaking to us as a church. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 92, verses 13. The Bible says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Anything that is planted is stable. Do you agree with me? For you to have that mango in your house, in your yard, is because it's planted. It's stable. If the mango could have said, ma'am, I'm tired of this position, take me out. Or it didn't even tell you. You just wake up one morning and you realize that the position that you planted your mango have shifted. Now it's not in your kitchen. The mango have shifted from the yard. It's now in your kitchen. I'm sure you'll be very happy, eh? That your mango have shifted from your yard now is now in your kitchen. You'll be very happy. Anything that is not stable doesn't bear fruit. Yes. Anything that is not stable will never bear fruit. Never. Thank you, Jesus. Number three. Are we still here?
Okay, before number three, I want to make a point there. Do not form the habit of jumping from one church to the other, seeking signs and wonders or solution. Your solution is here. Your signs and wonders, it's here in Alive Bible Church. There is nothing you want God to do for you that He will not do it for you here. There's nothing. Don't have the habit of like you move from ABC to CC. Eh? like, and also you move from CC to back to ABC, and you are now moving from ABC to ABCD. And you see the D that have been headed there. It's disloyalty. It's disloyalty. Yeah. So please don't have that habit. Don't have that habit. Stay where God has planted you. Everything will be for you there. I promise you. I promise you. Hallelujah. Are you enjoying your rose? Oh, are you sure? Okay. And I'm happy that I'm also talking to myself, you know? Mm-hmm. That is not for you alone. It's also for me. So that when the disease also comes, I'll remind myself, hey, Muna, you also preach about this. Your third row. I'm closing here. Your third role in a local church is to pay your tithes. Is to pay your tithes. Proverbs chapter number 3 verses 9 to 10. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of all your income, all your increase. So, he says, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your faith will overflow with new wine. Say amen.
Amen.
God will bless you and prosper you when you support the work of God. Yes, with your tithe. This is one of your responsibility as a church, to pay your tithe. And you know, it's very dangerous when you and I doesn't pay our tithe. You see, Malachi said to us that you are a thief. You see, you don't like something. You don't like such things. Yeah, you don't like such things. Do you know the reason you don't like such things? Because you don't like people to steal from you. And when you are stealing from God, you like it. And when we are now facing the reality of it, you are annoyed. You are no more happy. You are no more happy. Malachi said, "There are curses in the house of a thief." Mercy. Ephesians chapter 4 even make it worse. It went from you to your houses. Hey, my God. He left you, then he went ahead to say even your own house. Your tree, whatever, there's something that is going to eat everything down. Yeah. It's amazing that the devourer that God was talking about, that devourer was his agent. The devourer was not from the devil. So it's our responsibility, it's our role as a church member to pay our tithe. Nobody is trying to rob you. It is the will of God as a church member for you and for me. It's true. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it lightly. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Paying our tithe is 10% out of God, what God has given us. 10%. Very kind God. Your tithe will support the church financially. Yes. Because of your tithe, we'll have a lot of good things being done for the kingdom of God and also for the people. You see, you came to the church this morning. You are not sitting on the floor. And do you know there are places that when you go on Sunday morning, you sit on the floor? Some people don't believe me. Until you lose what you have, you never know how good it is. Are we still together?
Yeah.
So I'm encouraging you, people of God. It's part of our roles as a church member to pay our tithe. Yeah. Your fourth role as a member of a church is to give offering. You know, some of us, after we pay tithe, we don't give offering. Yeah, no. Do you know the reason why I know? Because even me, I do the same thing. Even me, Mama.
My God.
Yes, even me. And that's why I know that if I've done it, especially if you even call yourself a shepherd. So I know. After you pay your tithe, you don't give offering. I know. Yeah. Yeah. And now this teaching is showing me that it is not good. Yeah. So it is my responsibility to give offering. And that's why offering is not the same as tithe. Even the name are different. Tithe is a different thing. Offering is a different thing. And Malachi make it clear. Give me Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. I think start from, is it 8? Start from 8, Malachi 3, verse 8. I just want to show you that it make it clear there. Will a man rob God? Yes, you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have I robbed you? Then it make it clear, in tithes and offerings. It's clear. And you know, if I can also let you know something about tithe, when you pay your tithe, things will not be tight for you.
Oh, yeah.
And now, when you give offerings, you will not suffer. Suffering. When you give offering, you will not suffer. Yeah. So you realize that you are paying your tithe, but you are suffering. Even though you are paying your tithe, there's a sufferness. That is, yeah. Yeah. And you are not suffering, but things are tight because you are not paying your tithe. So that's why those two, they are not the same. Yeah. As a church member, as the role that we have to play is our responsibility. Hallelujah. I'm closing. Yeah. Quickly, your fifth role in a local church is to make your talent and gift available to the church. Your talent, your gift, make it available to the church. Yeah, don't let us struggle for the things that you can do. Amen. Number six. Your sixth role in a local church is to know your pastors and love and support them. Is to know your pastors. Yes. Some of us, you don't know our pastor. And what a privilege that our main pastors, they are here with us. And still, you don't know them. What about whether we are in the branches? It's part of our role. It's part of our responsibility. You must know your pastor. Some of us, when we see our pastor, we don't go to them and greet them. It's not a good thing. How will you know them? Please, you must know your pastor. And you must love them. You must support them. Yes. It's a good thing to do. Yeah. The last one. Your seventh role in the local church is to bear fruit in Christ. Jesus saved you, and you must show appreciation by doing something for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. After being born again, the next step is to bear fruit after being born again. Yeah. And if you have listened to this point that I've given you, you realize that if you are not faithful, as the first, if you are not stable, if you are not paying your tithe, if you don't love your pastor, to bear fruit is not going to be easy. I said to you, anything that is planted bears fruit. Do you understand? Why? Because it's stable. It's stable. So for we to bear fruit after we are born again, we need to be faithful. You come for all the church services. Do you understand? Oh, yes. We stable in our mind with God. We go through the word of God. We meditate. We pray. You allow yourself to go through the training that our pastor is giving us. Oh, it's just a matter of time. You're going to bear fruit. Yes?
Rise on your feet, everybody. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How to say thanks to Jesus for saving you is by you also saving other people. That's how to say thanks to Him. Do you hear what I said right now? For you to say thank you, Jesus, is for you to help other people to come to Him. That's how you say thank you. If you really understand your salvation, if you really understand where God have took you from, I believe you can also do the same thing to other people. Yeah. Yeah. I thank God that somebody came to me and introduced Jesus to me. I really thank God for that. Because I don't know where I could have been right now, if I can be honest with you. So for me to be able to say thank you, I have to also go to other people and say, no, come to Jesus. And I want to say to somebody here right now, maybe you are not born again. Your journey has to begin here right now. You need to give your life to Jesus. Yeah. He's the only one that can save you from your sin. There is no other name that I've been given to man to be saved under this heaven. It's only the name of Jesus. Only the name of Jesus. Only the name of Jesus. And Jesus is here right now. He wants to save you. And I'll encourage you to allow Him to save you. Because without Him, you will continue. And when you die, you go to hell. You see the drama that we saw here? Every eyes closed. I want us to pray. I want us to pray. Lord, I have heard the rules and the regulation of what is required of me as a church member. I need to play a role in a local church. Lord, I ask for grace. I want you to pray to ask for grace, to be faithful, to be stable. I want you to really open your mouth and talk to God this afternoon. Talk to Him. Father, help me to be faithful. I want to be faithful to this church. I want to be stable in my mind with you. I want to be stable with the things that is happening in this church. Even when the disease of disloyalty comes or leaving the church, I want to be stable. I want to be with you. I want you to help me. Open your mouth, people of God, and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask for grace to be stable. I ask for grace to be faithful. I ask for grace this morning. I ask for grace. I cry for grace. Help me to be stable, to be faithful, to bear my tithe, to love my pastors. Father, help me. Help me, oh God, to bear fruit, to remain in your house. To be faithful means to be constant. Father, help me to remain in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Help me to say thanks to you by also going to other people and bringing them to you, God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I want to say this morning, I need grace. I need grace. I need grace to be a good member of Alive Bible Church, Fatima. I need grace, oh God. Give me grace. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning for your mercy and for your grace. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace. Church, I want to give an opportunity to somebody to come to Jesus this afternoon. If you are that person, don't let anything distract you. You need to know that Jesus still saves people even today. And Jesus wants to save you. All eyes closed and every head bowed. Jesus wants to save you. Jesus, I've brought you here to save you. And please allow Him to save you. There is no other one, there is no other name that has been given to save anybody except the name of Jesus. And Jesus is reaching out to you right now. He's knocking at the door of your heart and He's saying to you, open the door of your heart, I'll help you. By the count of three, please raise up your right hand high. 1, 2, 3, raise it high. May the Lord bless you, my dear brother. May the Lord bless you. 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 I see so many hands are rising in the building. May the Lord bless you. You can put your hands down. Maybe you are also here. You've given your life to Jesus far too many times. But you could realize to yourself that your relationship with Him is not proper like the way it's supposed to be. It's like you've lost your first love. And you are saying to yourself, I want to come back. I want to come back. I want to come back. Like the prodigal son, you are just saying to yourself, I want to come back home. And Jesus is opening His hand widely to welcome you back. If you are that person, you want Jesus to welcome you back, you want to rededicate your life back to Him again, this is the right time. By the count of three, please also raise up your right hand high. 1, 2, 3, raise it high. Oh, may the Lord bless you. 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 May the Lord bless you, my dear brothers and sisters. I see your hands. Hallelujah. Church of God, please put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, I believe you can do better than that. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to encourage every one of us that raise our hands for the first altar call, second altar call, to come and join me on stage so that we can pray together. Please come. Church of God, as they are coming, please encourage them. Oh, Church of God, encourage them as they are coming. Please come. 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 Please come to Jesus. 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 Is the author and the finisher of our faith. Let's come to Him right now. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is the greatest miracle of all time. Hallelujah. The greatest miracle of all time is when somebody encountered Jesus. Hallelujah. It's greater than somebody's eyes being opened. What is the use of your eyes being opened? But you open your eyes and you go to hell. The greatest miracle is when somebody encountered Jesus.
Jesus wants to encounter you right now.
Hallelujah.
Please raise your two hands above your head. Oh, yes. Raise it high. Raise it high. Oh, raise it high. Oh, Abuti, if somebody points a gun to you right now, are you going to raise your hand like that? Raise your hand above your head as a sign to say, no, Lord, I am here. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Close your eyes. Pray this prayer from the bottom of your heart with me. I want you to mean this prayer. Let this prayer come from the bottom of your heart. Because the reason why it has to come from the bottom of your heart, it is because your body will not change, but something can change in your spirit. So pray this prayer from the bottom of your heart. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you this afternoon. Please forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe all my sins are forgiven. I am justified by your blood. I am saved. I am restored. I am born again. I am a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me, for restoring me, for saving me. Jesus, write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.